Okay, so we're going on a little NIPA talk. A little NIPA talk. Before it gets too hot. Boy, I tell you, it's hot. Just like Big Fatty says, it's hot. So, yeah, I'm going to walk around my neighborhood. It's about 9:23 a.m. and it's already in the 80s. Yeah, it's kind of warm around here these days, which makes me very grateful for my central air conditioning. So yeah, it's been a month of Sundays since I've recorded a little show. Not exactly sure why. It's just been kind of chaotic.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty's kind of chaotic.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3781 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 3rd of August 2022. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me,
a little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and I've got an Ask Big Fatty question. Big Fatty. Visitors, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you visitors today, because y'all, later today, Big Fatty's going to have visitors here at the, where am I? Big Fatty, you're at the villa. That's where I am. And y'all had a visitor come by, Tuesday, midday, and I'll tell you all about that when I tell you all about my day. Big Fatty, I like this new music. Captain Kangaroo is branching out to the mouth organ. Oh, vulgar. Well, you know, the Von's East. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. How silly of me to forget that. Oh, yes. Y'all, let's see. Y'all, well, I recorded so late on Monday evening that when I finished recording, I crawled in the bed. I was, because I'd already taken the go-to-bed pills. And y'all, I got in the bed, and y'all, I had to have been sound asleep within 5 minutes. I was tired, and y'all, it was slept like a baby. Y'all didn't wake up till 7:20 a.m. in the morning. Couldn't believe it, but it's just what the doctor ordered. Oh, I didn't know you had been to the doctor. No, young Nicholas went to the doctor on Tuesday. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Did he have the digital rectal exam? I don't know. Anyway, y'all got up on Tuesday morning, watched Miss Gail King, even though she wasn't there. And read the newspaper, did the Sudoku, and y'all, I failed at the Wordle. But y'all, I wasn't the only one that failed at the Wordle. Y'all, this one was tough. This one was tough. Most of the folks were scoring a 5 or a 6 or an X where they missed it. They didn't get it. Big Fatty didn't get it today, y'all. My streak of 88 games had come to an end. But starting a new one. And, y'all, it was a word that you just don't hear. And it was difficult. They were not being coy with this word. A lot of folks are, they're just so coily. And a Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about you and your coils. No, not coils. Coy. Oh, well, that's very different. It is. y'all, after I failed at all of that, y'all, I got dressed and went out on my nipple walk. Y'all did the big circle. Y'all, I came back. I was soaked to the bone. And Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar too. And y'all, on my way back to the villa, I got a textimonium from young Jonathan. And he said, "Big Fatty, are you home?" I said, "No, but I'll be there in a little while." So y'all, he stopped by just to say hello and kind of catch up a little bit. And I enjoyed the visit. And things are still different. We'll just say it's different. But anyway, it was a good visit, and I think we both enjoyed each other's company. And y'all, he stayed about an hour, I guess. And y'all, then after he left, I went out and watered my plants. y'all, it's hot, and then came back in and got my share. Y'all had a FaceTime from Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And y'all, he had been to his new cardiologist, and they've hooked him up to some sort of mechanical just to make. Oh, Big Fatty, if I only had a heart, I could wild away the hours conversing with the flowers. Don't quit your day job. Then got my shirt and had my phone call, and y'all got dressed, and y'all no real report on the cruise today. It's y'all, well, that's not exactly true. Y'all, I ordered the Turkish Lira for everyone going, and so y'all, that's being sent to me here at the villa. Y'all requested small bills. Oh, Big Fatty, so I can divide it up evenly with everybody. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
Tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty questions today come to us from that Moose P. And y'all, he submitted a comment over there at the BFO, and he says, "Big Fatty, an hour and a half?" Y'all, he's talking about my time with the gentleman caller. Dear Gussie, that raises a question. He says, after a gentleman caller completes his mission, how long do you want him to stay around? And y'all, a follow-up. Is there a polite way to rush him out the door? First of all, Moose P, thank you so much for the comment over there at the BFO. And these are excellent questions. And it depends on the gentleman caller. Big Fatty doesn't mind a little chitter chat, a little small talk, and it depends on how well I know the gentleman caller and all, but, you know, normally when I'm ready for him to go, I get up and put my clothes on and make up the bed and pull out the shop vac hose myself down if I need to, and if that doesn't work, I say, "Oh, would you like a glass of water to take with you?" Then I kind of move towards the front door and open it and say, "Thank you for calling." And Big Fatty, most of the time they're ready to get the hell out of here. What are you talking about? Y'all, there was something in the little mailbox. Y'all, it was a card. And y'all, it is from Gary with two RRs. And y'all, it's a picture. It's a picture of a lighthouse. And it looks like people are trying to escape from it. But it says it's the Roosevelt Campobello International Park. In New Brunswick, and this is the East Quoddy Lighthouse, and it says, "Everybody from northern Mexico, where we are loving cool temps and lots of new sights. Hope your cruise is drama-free." Y'all, this is from live DJ Ron and Gary with two R's. Well, DJ Ron and Gary with two R's, thank you so much for that. Y'all, it's a beautiful, beautiful red and white lighthouse. You're right there on the water. Yes, Big Daddy, most lighthouses are right there on the water. And I appreciate y'all taking the time out of your vacay to do that, and thank you for calling. Big Fatty, speaking of calling,
you're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and thin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
With Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Fart Pants. Now I remember the point of my story or whatever. So I told the story, and then what I intended to tell at the end of it was that was how the day ended, but this is how the day began. When I came into work, I had a message from Billings asking me to come work for them. And then I talked to the guy, and he told me that one of my colleagues was coming over there. And so then at the end of that afternoon, I got a message from the EEOC saying that my EEO complaint from 2018 was going to be settled in September 2022, 4 years later. So by the time I left work that day, I was higher than I've ever been. I'm so excited or whatever, you know. So did what I had to do. Anyway, to end the night that way. But anyway, I just wanted to say that, you know, if anyone wonders why Pride 48 went from having, you know, 350 people to, you know, whatever numbers there are today, look no further than the comments during my voice message or whatever, and the posts that were gone on there around 4:37, 4:42 p.m. or whatever. It's kind of like this. There's numerous people that I don't like, but what's there's a saying about your opinion doesn't matter to me or something like that, you know, like your opinion's not my business or something like that. So anyway, I just want to say thanks to Daniel for standing up for me a little bit there. And thanks for the love from you and the Larry Vaders. And I know who my Pride 48 friends are, and I'm not going to list them, but I just want to say that I'm going to take a break. I need to be true to myself, and letting somebody, you know, be a jackass to me 1 minute and then, you know, still cohorting with the same people that like the person who did that is really not being true to myself. So I'm going to say Woodhaven to you, Patrick Plain. Whisker Wiggles to Moose P, you know, Toodles Poodles, and I will catch you all later. And yeah, maybe I'll see you if Scotty comes to, if there is a Pride 48 event next year. He's like hell or high water. I'm going to be there, and wants me to go there. And I love Scotty, so I will definitely go there to hang out with Scotty. And maybe I'll bump into one of you in the hallway or something. But anyway, in the meanwhile, I am going to get back to taking care of myself, because I'm the only person who matters to me. You know, those kids are all raised or whatever, you know, and yeah. So I'm going to go take care of myself. And I hope you all take care of yourselves too. And when somebody talks shit about you or to you or something, just stand up for yourself. Because, you know, what's the price? It's like I can either stew about this or I can stand up for myself. And I'm opting to stand up for myself. It's kind of like this. I am a person who has done nothing to you. And to be on the receiving end of bullshit from somebody who I don't even know, never met, don't care about, don't care if I never meet, you know, it's, I don't get it. I honestly don't get it. But I will say that with my psychology minor, it's not as great as a psychology major, but it is a minor, that the problem here is not me. So Woodhaven.
Oh, dear Gussie, y'all wasn't expecting that. Y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon, and Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, and I hope you won't take a break from listening to the little show. And when you're ready to call in and just say hi and let us know how things are going, Big Fatty will be right here waiting to hear from you. But y'all, Miss Bacon does bring up a good point that y'all, we all should be kinder to each other, and the point also that you have to look out for yourself and just be bullied or anything like that. I know Miss Bacon has many supporters, and we all need to be nicer to each other. And the old saying, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't type it in the chat room. Big Fatty, I didn't realize that was an old saying. Well, it's gonna be. Oh, dear Gussie, and Miss Bacon, all the Pride 48 shouldn't be punished because of certain individuals, but there are many more that enjoy hearing from you, and some of it may have been a little tongue-in-cheek, but I can understand how it was hurtful and all, but just know that there's plenty of love. Big Fatty, don't make this vulgar. Well, there's plenty of love for you out there. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the Laughing Buddha. And Mark, how would you describe the BFO?
Big Fatty's kind of chaotic hot air.
Oh, yes, plenty of hot air. And some of it comes out of his mouth. Big Fatty, I don't believe I said that.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.